Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Blow it out your ass.
I am Turok!
Eat fumes, Wormo!
Good morning, gamers, and welcome to another episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today, Jackson.
What?
We are joined by two of the most beautiful special guests
we've
ever had.
Holy
Usually,
mackerel.
Usually we limit it to one guest per episode,
yeah.
But for these two beautiful souls, we couldn't split them up.
Couldn't even dream of it.
So it gives me great pleasure, Jackson.
And me greater pleasure.
Oh, yeah. We're both rock hard
here.
To introduce our favorite guest.
Jackson's sweating. He's got a little bit more pleasure than you.
I need a nurse to come from off screen and dab my head with a cloth.
And maybe jerk me off.
Maybe jerk me off too, yeah.
Because it is my pleasure to introduce Cam and Alexi.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to the game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
We are welcomed.
An honor to be here. An honor to be. We're not even in the same room.
That's true.
With each other, but we can sense each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Feel
yeah.
each other. Yes.
We can see video footage of
yes,
each other.
We can oh, see you. Yes. We can see you.
That is
through
true.
This. What is this thing? How can I even, are you guys in my computer? I don't even know how this
can even say.
What?
The miracle of modern technology.
Yeah, if anyone needs to know how we ever record with guests that aren't in Melbourne, simply we're all wearing VR headsets. Yeah. And we're operating in a digital space.
That's right.
They made us go to Habbo Hotel to record. We don't even
We're in a conference room at the Habbo Hotel recording this podcast.
I really liked it because Dusha is leaning forward and I'm leaning back. It's kind of like the perspective trick in Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Like Dusha's Gandalf and I'm a little hobbit
again,
on his car.
Yeah. We're in VR, and again, if you need to we're actually at the Habbo Hotel.
That's right, of course.
I'm 6'7", Jackson's 3'11".
Yeah.
We are here to talk about...
That's right.
Kanye Quest 3030
Finally. Whoa.
And other games.
Wow.
So, Cam, Alexi.
Yes.
You have an upcoming project, Finding Yeezus,
yes.
Which is focused around a video game I've actually played.
Whoa.
Have you played it?
I have played it, and it is called Kanye Quest 3030.
That's crazy.
That is true.
You nailed that.
So far, this has all been true.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about the game.
Yeah.
Alexi has way more experience playing the game than me. I discovered it later in life. Mm-hmm. I discovered it in my late 70s. But Alexi, I understand you played it when you were, geez Louise, you would have been early 20s, I guess.
Yes, I was but a child when this game came out. I remember playing it. Dusha, did you play it when it came out as well?
Yeah, I remember playing it. I believe I would have been in uni.
What were you studying?
Yeah.
Look, this is going to come as a huge shock to every listener out there, but I actually have a Bachelor of Arts.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
I majored in media with a minor in literature.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, book. You like to read books.
Yeah. He's a bookman.
We've got a book fiend. Yeah. We've got a book fiend here today on the podcast.
Ah, Chaucer, Wordsworth, Billy S.
We've got a Ulysses freak on the podcast.
James Joyce.
Ulysses as part of my university degree.
Oh my God. Can we get a quick thumb score for Ulysses?
It was actually an easier read than I was expecting.
Yeah. Okay,
but it is definitely a bit too
it's
long.
Dense, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So probably three thumbs and a knock.
That's pretty good for Ulysses.
Wow. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Odyssey,
not bad.
Probably four thumbs. That took me by more of a surprise.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
I've read neither of those books. Alexi, have you read either of those?
I've read The Odyssey. I've not read Ulysses.
Yeah.
And I would give The Odyssey... I am Greek, so I will have to give it Fox.
Of course, absolutely, yeah. Wouldn't expect anything else.
You would have got an email if it went lower than that, being like, hey, I don't know if you've got a dual passport, but you definitely don't anymore.
I'm getting an email from the consulate saying they'll extract my Greek DNA and I have to become Australian. But Kanye Quest 3030 was a game that came out in 2013. Mm. I remember playing it around then. And it was basically, it's like a Pokemon-style game where you play as Kanye West, mm-hmm. battle rapping the other great rappers in history, like a Pokemon battle, and like a Pokemon adventure wandering around in an effort to become the number one rapper in the world. Not unlike Ash Ketchum's goal of catching them all.
Which you were talking about Pokemon. I thought you were saying poker, but as a Jamaican in a pickle up.
Well, of course, I wasn't talking about a card game, a video card game that people would play. Like
you play Pokemon?
Yeah. Alexi was trying out a new character.
It's my new character. He loves playing card games. He's from the Caribbean, and his favorite food is a Hawaiian-style rice bowl with raw fish.
What does he call it?
Pokemon.
I think he's great.
Yeah, I love this new guy.
He's awesome. Yeah. His name's Fred. It's just a cool name that I like for the guy.
I think it's really, that's really solid.
Well, if you do lose your Greekness at any point, at least you've got a very solid backup.
Got a great backup.
Dual citizenship. half Greek, half Caribbean.
But Kanye Quest, it became quite viral at the time, became quite a hit because it has like quite a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
like, it's just a perfectly memey in the way that those things about Kanye West were at that time, of like capturing the essence of the way that we kind of saw him and how he was such an interesting, controversial figure in the public at the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was a pretty fun, silly game.
As opposed to now, where he's considered quite normal.
Yeah,
he's a normal guy.
A regular seller. Yeah.
Post-COVID, Kanye West is actually just a normal guy.
Yeah, Mr. Normal. That's what they call him.
Kanye Normal.
Kanye Normal.
Well, he was a freaking pioneer. The world took a time to catch up to him. Yeah. And now we're all in the same even playing field.
We're all Kanye.
In the crazy department.
I never played the game until very recently, but I'd always heard about it because of the urban legends surrounding this damn thing.
Likewise, that's how I first encountered it. Somebody doing a YouTube video about it, being like, "Here's the conspiratorial side of the game."
Yeah, which obviously drew me in. I love a video game conspiracy.
Oh
I'm a bit of a sucker for it because it's also believable to me.
Yeah,
you guys probably know the Polybius one.
Oh yeah.
Mostly been debunked.
Absolutely.
But I do love the idea of it. The idea of people programming weird shit and weird, like, subliminal messages into games to make people think fucked up things.
Yeah.
Here on Thumbcramps, they'd be thinking fricked up things.
Sorry, I meant to say fricked up.
I think I'm on four. I'm so rich in cusses at the moment.
How about you don't worry about that and
I've been stacking them up.
Shut up and respect our guests.
I'm going to stack up enough cusses that I could go in like a filthy tirade against your bullying of me in this show.
Jackson's waiting until he gets enough cusses that he can retell the Aristocrats joke.
The Gilbert Gottfried version.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'd just like to take
an opportunity to say I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I apologize, and I will offer to edit this episode, put in the beep.
Yeah. So when you listen,
and also the beep that I'm about to say.
Yes.
All right, Cam's on one of each. That's all
one of each. Stacking them up.
But yeah, thank you so much for editing this episode, Cam. Yeah, when everyone is listening to this, all the bleeps and editing.
Canonically, I edited it.
Yeah, yeah, this is the only episode
we didn't send the rest of the tracks to Cameron, so he's just a lone audio of him just talking to himself.
But did you guys ever play the game? Did you guys dabbled in Kanye Quest?
So I did, but Jackson, did you
ever
play
it? No, I never
did.
No, I never did.
I remember, and look... I remember the mystery about it. I remember playing it and trying to figure out the mystery about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never, and I don't know how much we want to reveal about the mystery of it, because I do believe it ties directly into something you've been working on.
Mm.
I think we can at least say, because there's stuff out there already about this. You know, it's not a total surprise. If you're across Kanye Quest, you're across the mystery.
If you've been like Kanye Quest, pause the episode, typed in Kanye Quest, you already know what I'm about to say.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about.
So I remember the character in the game asking you, I think it's like what you want to do with your day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard, like Jackson, who I experienced it firsthand. Yeah. Jackson had to watch it on YouTube.
a weird dig, but
video game cock. Yeah. I can only enjoy it if I watch other people do it. Yeah.
I had to watch it on YouTube. I had no choice. I couldn't afford the game.
The free flash game.
Yeah, I couldn't afford it.
You watched it through the storefront window.
Yeah. While warming my hands around a cup of hot water. Yeah. On Christmas Eve too. Yeah.
There's a trash can on fire nearby. Yeah. Like people standing around singing doo-wop.
I wish I was playing the game.
You're walking around sweater. Holding your Christmas goose by the neck and ready to go home cooking for dinner.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I experienced the game.
Yeah, that's how it played out. Yeah.
But I played it kind of early enough where there was lots of whispers about what would happen in the game. Yeah. And I didn't know how to activate it, so I never did.
Mm. Yeah. Well, a lot of people have done it now, and as you know, Jackson knows, there's walkthroughs of it. You can actually watch people do it and do whatever you want to yourself while you watch it.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, in the privacy of your own home or the street front, you can do whatever you like to your own body.
Anything. You can explore yourself. You can have multiple orgasms.
Yeah. Many if you want, with a little break in between. Yeah. But yeah, otherwise.
Yeah. 10 to 15 minutes, probably optimal break in between. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta recharge.
Yeah, you gotta recharge.
You gotta get more beans back in the can.
I'm ready to go.
Really? You're squirting nonstop.
Yeah. Well, you know, I gotta keep some mystery. But yeah, let's just say I'm a nonstop train to hell.
What?
Oh no!
What do you mean?
Oh, let's just keep a little bit of a mystery, but let's just say I'm sinister.
Wow, Alexi, choo choo! All aboard!
I don't know if I want to solve this mystery.
That's really scary. What do you mean?
Let's leave this one unsolved forever. Yeah. I think.
Can't wait to watch YouTube videos about this one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Alexi.
So anyway, the mystery of Kanye Quest. Yeah. There was this someone they interact with very early on in the game. They ask you what you want to do today. And if you are to punch in the code ascend, it takes you to a hidden level, a mysterious place, unlike any other part of the game.
Yeah.
And the reason people figured out to put in the code ascend was because there was stuff in the Kanye Quest trailer and some other ephemera online that kind of led to some belief that it was tied to these new age cultish ideas of a new age religion about the transhumanist ideas, becoming one with technology, becoming immortal through technology and through the internet. And these ideas are commonly placed under a heading of ascensionism.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so people thought, okay, ascensionism, what the hell is that? I don't know, but let's try ascend as the code. And it leads to this weird-ass hidden level where it's literally just like cryptic clues and like riddles you're being asked, and you have to type in the answers.
Codes, questions.
Code words and stuff. Very strange.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like the rest of the game. And then after you've done that, it asks for your personal information.
So
you give your phone number, your email address, your street address, And then it says...
your blood type, your eye color, your DNA.
Your anus type. You have to give your anus type.
There are 17 different types of anus in the world, and each one falls under that category.
We're going to list them all the rest of this podcast. But at the very end, we'll do it all real quick.
Yeah, of course.
That's called a hook in podcast.
People are going to stick around.
Let them know that they're going to hear all the different types of anuses.
Yep.
But yeah, then it says, we'll contact you soon. Keep your eyes peeled. And people started.
Welcome to your ascension.
Welcome to your ascension. And people started posting online not long after that, that they'd been contacted by Ascensionism or by the creators of the game. And they'd been sent on bizarre little missions and, like, I don't even know what to call them, like little, like pilgrimages around the globe. That's something we'd all known about for a few years. Yeah.
I think if a video game ever asked me for my personal information, I would be like, well, that's probably not video games for me. Gets to
real. I mean,
real.
It depends on the game. If it's a Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Who knows what you're going to get?
Am I going to meet Larry? Yeah, he is.
Wait, is Larry going to come to my house? That's so exciting.
Mom, please don't be home. There's a guy that I'm really scared about you meeting coming over.
He's going to have some stories. He knows all the different types of anus.
So when you played it recently, you knew about that already. Alexi, when you played through the game originally, were you playing it solely for that, or did you play through it as a normal game? Because I think I kind of did both.
When it came out, I played it when it first came out with some friends because we would just like hang out, you know, drink some beers and partake in some more illicit and sinister activities together.
More beers.
More stronger beers, if you will.
What do you mean by that?
Chewy's Platinum. They were a very popular beer back in the time that were a little bit stronger and they came in packs of eight.
Whoa.
Since discontinued for being too favored by teenagers and young people in Australia. But this was 2013 when we played it.
Yeah.
And we would like, you know, hang out, play indie games together, like muck around, play cards and stuff. You know, cards like Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Fred's back. Fred's back.
We love Fred.
We miss Fred.
It was years later that the rumors of that level came out. Like, we played it during the original hype cycle.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, check out this fun, weird game someone uploaded.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like a couple of years later where someone discovered that hidden level and the mystery of Kanye Quest started to emerge forth.
And it's so exciting. Like, it makes me think of when you were a kid and you're playing like Pokemon, say, like Pokemon Red.
Yeah.
And you got no real.
Oh, is that a new type of like like Casino Royale, like Hang 'em High kind of Pokemon?
Is this Fred's cousin?
Yeah, I'm Fred's cousin. George. Yeah. But when you're playing that game as a kid, you had no like concept of how deep a video or what even went into making a video game.
Yeah.
So like I remember people would come up to you with all of these like rumors like if you beat the Elite Four 100 times or whatever, you'll get a Mew, or if you push the truck with strength, there's a Mew under there.
That. Yeah.
And there is a truck there.
I remember leaving my Game Boy on for hours and hours to get up to 100 hours to rejoin the SSN, the boat, so I could try and find like Celebi or Mew or something ridiculous like that.
I always remember.
And then it just doesn't happen.
I remember because you remember there was Missingno, glitch Pokemon. I remember getting that and then beating the Elite Four. And you know, the Elite Four would show you like the Pokemon you used to beat the Elite Four in a gallery. Mm-hmm. That was really glitched. And one of them was Mew. And I remember like looking at it being like, but how do I get it out of the gallery? And then it just, you know, disappeared.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get a little older, you play more games and you're like, that thing doesn't really happen. So it's very cool to kind of have that mystery reignited in Kanye Quest.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for that stuff. I love all that stuff.
Oh, me too.
And I love it with movies. You know, when I was a kid, the big one was the 3 minute a baby ghost, which of course we now know was not a ghost. It was just freaking Ted Danson statue in the background or something. But
Well, like the kid that's revealing his dick in Teen Wolf, I think.
I think it's a lady.
I think at the end it was a lady. She's like, yeah, I don't know. It was a bit of fun. You're like, yeah, hell yeah.
I think she said like her pants that the wardrobe gave her were too tight. They wouldn't do up. So she just spent all day with her pants undone in the background of a shot. Just being like, oh, at least no one will ever notice this.
Nice Blue try.
Blu-ray technology made in definition so high we could see every pixel on the screen.
And so, yeah, this is one of them for sure. And it's just one of those mysteries that's been around and people assumed would remain unsolved. And I don't know. Alexi and I have spent a long time on it. And we've, you know, obviously we've got this show coming out where we really dive into it. But beyond that, it's just a, it is just a fun game to play. Like we played it quite a bit during the research for the show and it's goofy. It's like a funny, goofy little game. There's heaps of jokes in it. Like for example, Kanye Quest kind of rhymes with Kanye West.
Oh, that's really true.
That is true. And I believe the game actually starts with, I am Kanye West. I'm going on a Kanye quest.
Yeah, so that's it tells funny. You the joke format.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, I understand. And then it says, I'm putting on a Kanye vest. And you go, okay. I see what's going on.
Now well, we're cooking.
With a bit of distance, that's extra funny because later on in Kanye West's own discography, he released a song called I Miss the Old Kanye, which rhymes Kanye with Kanye the entire song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Pretty similar to what Kanye Quest 3030 does.
Yeah.
This was prescient.
Yeah, I think so.
So this game came out the same year as Yeezus, right?
Same year. Yep, same year as Yeezus. Great album. Love Yeezus. Love Black Skinheads. Can I say that?
You can say that.
We'll allow it.
Bound 2. Come on. We've got him riding on a motorbike with his girlfriend, then
then girlfriend
to become wife, then
now
girlfriend
former wife, and then at a certain point Pete Davidson's girlfriend,
yeah, which was unusual,
yeah.
Something that we found as the general public titillating.
Yes, we were talking about it.
We certainly were.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about it every now and then.
Yeah, me too.
I still anytime I see Pete Davidson dating, you know, like when Russell Brand used to date lots of women and hook up with lots of people, I was always annoyed anytime I saw it. I'd always be like, fuck this guy. But when it's Pete, for some reason, I'm like, go Pete.
I think also, Cam, you mean frick this
guy.
You
might mean frick this guy. And I just racked up another cuss, baby. No!
This guy is too crude. He's too freaking crude.
Well, I got to vent one of these because I got so many built up. I'm going to throw it out. There we go.
Oh!
That's a legal one, though. That's a legal one. That's one I'm allowed. Energy. That's one I'm allowed.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that one, Jackson.
I think actually that's what I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. Yeah.
I spoke to, just so you guys are aware, and I know you've been explicitly asked, no, Fs or Cs.
Yeah.
But I'm just so you guys know, I was speaking to Michael Hing, from Triple J, and he was saying that in the ABC guidelines, you're allowed to say the F word if it is a soft F word. So if you're quoting something, if you're quoting a song lyric or someone who's said it in context, that slides by and you don't get fined or anything like that.
Oh, I just like to quote Cam from earlier.
And I think that's fine.
I think that should get a pass. That's Triple J guidelines, dude. Come on.
If I was working at Triple J and they gave me those guidelines, I would not stop talking about Little Lion Man. I'd be like, it's back. It's back. It won the Hottest 100, so it's relevant to this station. Sure, it was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's back.
But it's back.
It's back.
I can't stop talking about it on Drive Time Radio. And then I'd be asking my co-host what their favorite lyric from the song was, and I'd be like, and then I'd interrupt them and be like, do you want to hear mine? Back to Kanye Quest. I will say, look, this episode is coming out the same day as the trailer for Finding Yeezus, because we have a special connection, I've actually seen the first two episodes. And let me tell you, the moment that Kanye Quest appear in the series, it made me want to play it so bad.
You should.
You know, you still can download it. It's available for download. If you're familiar with a website called Archive, web.archive.org.
Oh, yeah. I have
heard
of that
as if
one.
You're being forced to see another swear word, Cameron.
Org, I consider a swear word.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Gosh. Well, yeah. Sorry for making you say it.
Well, yeah, I understand that you and your wife use that for shorthand for orgasm, yeah. So it is a little...
I go, hey, honey, you didn't invite me to the org again. And it's kind of code. It's kind of shorthand in our relationship.
Yeah, that's clever.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's nice.
I don't know if you guys get what the reference is, but it's, you know, it is pretty subtle. But
yeah. I'm in the. I will admit I'm in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll text it to you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And Douche is in the org scene as well. Yeah.
Archive, web.archive.org, aka the Wayback Machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in there, you can go to a little website called KanyeQuest3030.com, which does not exist anymore, but it is archived. And from that archive thing, you can download a zip file of the game. And as far as I'm aware, that's the only way you can get it these days.
Well, that's handy advice, because after all of this, I'm sure that every single listener of Thumbcramps is scrambling to their computers. They've put down their phones where they're listening to this podcast.
And they've scrambled. They've started
running.
Scrambling.
Yeah. They're running. People are
asking
what's
like
wrong.
Like wolves. Like
they're
beasts of the wood.
They're crawling
like,
they're
half,
like
halfway through transforming into a wolf. Yeah. So they're ambling about, lumbering, limbs going hither and thither.
Crashing into walls.
Oh, yeah. They got no time to open the doors. They're just going straight through it because they've heard how to play Kanye Quest 3030.
Consumed by a beast-like rage. They're downloading it right now.
So
the Wayback Machine is about to break the internet. It's about to go crazy.
Not unlike Kanye's former flame, Kim Kardashian, when she appeared on the cover of a magazine.
That's true.
Yes. She broke the internet. She did. And then Pete Davidson.
He fixed it. Yes, man.
He fixed the internet.
But it's such an enticing mystery, Kanye Quest 3030. And, you know, that's been our bread and butter for the last few years, Cameron and I, of trying to solve these weird little pop culture mysteries out there like we did with Finding Drago and Finding Desperado.
Mm.
But I think this one was such an enticing challenge because... So unlike those ones where no one had ever come across them in any kind of way before, this is the first one that we've attempted where it is a huge mystery.
Sure, yeah.
That billions of people, squillions, have tried to solve.
Yeah.
And
squillions.
Yeah.
Squillions. That's right. From across the galaxy. People from terrestrial nations around the galactic empire have tried to solve this. But we were just like, you know, we've tried. We've solved a couple of mysteries.
Yeah, you got some on your belt already.
Why don't we try our hand at the big leagues, you know? Try and solve a big one.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it was intimidating because there are a lot of YouTubers and broadcasters that have had a crack at it, and a lot
many
of really good ones.
Coming out while we're making the series.
yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's so true. During production, a really big one came out that was kind of like, hey, we've solved it. And we were like, no! And then we watched it, but it was like in a totally different direction to where we were heading. Mm-hmm. So we kind of thought, well, maybe, you know, we'll just stay on our track.
Yeah.
They also didn't solve it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that is handy.
Yeah, that's useful.
And they're all really well made, and they're all really fun and entertaining, and we wouldn't exist without them. But I think ours goes deeper than any have gone before us, I would say.
That's exciting. Yeah. When I acquired the first two episodes, I watched the first one, then immediately messaged Alexi, and I said, I think this is the best thing you've ever done. But then I actually waited for as many days as I possibly could before watching episode two because I knew that I was going to be dying to see the third one and I would have to wait until it got released to the public, which was a really long time. I only lasted, I think, like 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I can confirm it's really good.
Oh, that's sick.
Thanks,
that's so
Dusha.
Good.
Hey, so no nice. Problem. So this episode of Thumb Cramps, if you're listening to it, well, it's been released, which also means that the trailer for Finding Users is out as well. So check that out. And then on Monday, the 26th of September, episode one drops.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a huge day.
It's going to be exciting.
I'm going to rewatch it with the rest of the world.
Well, that's the only way I can watch things is on YouTube. So
that's through a glass window with a goose in your hand.
Fingerless gloves. All the other orphans gathered around me.
He's finding Jesus.
They'll say.
What's the day? Why, it's finding Jesus Day, sir.
Good golly.
Good golly me. I never truly, we are. This is the greatest present one boy could receive.
I used to think love and family and a home would keep me warm, but no, it was actually finding Jesus.
Douche is walking around going, bah humbug, I've already seen it and celebrated it myself. For I had early access due to a link with my friends who made it.
So how many thumbs for a Kanye Quest 3030?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
It's out of five.
I think I'm going to go all the way up to four thumbs and one knuck.
Because
I think that it is beyond the game. This is a life experience, you know? This is not just a video game. Like something like Horizon Forbidden Dawn Beyond Good and Evil or Fable 2, The Lost Chapters. This is something that brings you into the real world.
Yeah.
That just, the Fable Lost Chapters reference just reminded me that when that dropped, that was rated MA, and it's because there was maybe sex in it. And I remember when it dropped, everyone losing their minds about it.
That's
it was a good day to be a gamer.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
my gosh.
Far out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go four.
Yeah, four thumbs?
Four thumbs across the board. I think it's a blast. I think it's goofy. But I like the story more than I like the game. So
yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah. That's valid.
I like the mystery behind it, and that's what draws me in. It's the reason I watch 3 Men and a Baby every day of my life.
And Cameron as well, he has not played that many video games. He's only ever played video games based on movies, like Rocky, the video game, Fight Club, the video game.
Yeah.
Fred Durst is in that.
I played that.
The Sopranos
Road
game.
To Respect.
That's a game.
The Matrix one. Oh, yeah. I played that. Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, retroactively after the movie came out.
When that comes out, then it will have been a movie. Yeah, fair enough. Valid answer.
Yeah, that's good. And I'm glad that you've mentioned video games that are really good stories. The game that I have been playing this week is called Wayward Strand, which is a brand new indie game developed from a indie studio based in Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Where two of the four people in this episode are from.
That's where we are right now. We could leave this episode and Australia. Run to their studios if we want to.
You could scream and run down the halls, bash through a door.
Yeah.
And say, put me in a game.
Put me in the game. Hook me up.
Inject me in. I must become a game character.
Digitize me. Please.
I have been in love with Lara Croft for the last 36 years.
Put me in Tomb Raider.
Ghost I'm crying. Put me into Leisure Suit Larry. I must meet Larry.
They told me to never meet my heroes, but I refuse.
I'm so desperate to.
Tron me, please. I must be Tron into the game.
Tron me in.
Sir, I beg to be Tron. It is my life's mission.
It's now seems like a good time to point out that this is an indie game developed locally, so they will probably listen to this episode.
Well, that's great that they can come here and Tron me.
Come over and Tron me.
Look, as long as I'm getting Troned, I'm happy.
Yeah. Tron us in.
Yeah, well, they, speaking of people getting Troned, I mean, this isn't a plot of the game, Wayward Strand, but Michael Caton is one of the lead voice actors in it. The castle's own.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Hot property? Wow. Hot auction?
Wow. He's full
of. Last cab to Darwin?
Last cab to Darwin.
Strange
Rock Schneider's
bed
the animal.
Schneider's the animal. That's right.
He's a mad scientist.
Far out. Yeah. They troned him in.
They did it. They troned him in. Ghost King Patton said, Michael, come over here. We've got something we want to try. And then they troned him.
We get the Tron juice. We're going to inject it into your veins, then you'll be in the video game.
So that's how they do it.
That's how they do
you
it.
With the juice.
They inject you
it's
with
a
the
special
Tron juice.
It's a special juice. Yeah.
Yes.
You get
that's
injected
exciting.
With the juice.
But Wayward Strand is a narrative-based kind of point-and-click, but not quite.
Like an adventure game?
Yeah, but it's very slow-paced where you play as Casey, who is a 14-year-old student newspaper reporter whose mom is a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And Casey's mom works on a giant airship that's being converted into a nursing home that is floating above Melbourne, Australia.
Whoa.
Where are.
Where we are right now.
Wow, where Kanye Quest documentary series Finding Jesus was filmed.
True. That's also true.
Wow.
Yeah, that is true.
That's crazy.
That's where Grouse House Productions, the studio that he's putting out Finding Jesus, is based.
Holy moly.
A shingle on the Auntie Donna shack.
Yes.
Where Michael Caton got Tron.
Yeah, he got Tron.
Where Michael Caton got Tron.
They put the juice in him. Yeah.
You like it as you.
Get out of the last cab to Darwin, Michael. Get over here and get some juice.
Suck
in
some juice down if you want to be Tron. Come on.
So it's basically it's a narrative-based game where you are accompanying your mom for 3 days because the hospital is getting a visit from VIP.
Oh, yeah.
So the nursing staff are working overtime. So basically, the point of the game is that you just go and speak to the elderly residents that are living there, ask them questions, listen to their like life stories, and you start to unravel little bits and pieces about their life, but then also kind of overarching mysteries like...
Oh, wow.
Like this airship, like where did it come from and
oh, yeah.
what's going on? There's a nurse that has quit suddenly that everyone's like, huh, that's weird, because they always seem so happy and cheerful. There's a patient that died recently, and then even who the VIP is and what's going on.
That's cool. Are there like puzzles in it, or is it kind of more like a weird immersive visual novel kind of?
It's closer to a visual novel than puzzles, but
this is my language.
There's a lot of like dialogue trees, so like you can assess situations, and there is definitely like wrong answers in the sense of like you could be rude to a patient, and then they're not going to tell you anything. So, for instance, Casey, again the main character, her childhood doctor is staying there and is quite mean.
Yeah,
and so you've got to like approach the fact that like they don't really want to talk to you, but you can be an annoying kid to them.
That's cool.
And definitely wreck this person's time in hospital.
It's becoming more and more intriguing to me if I can be a little menace. Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking game. Like, especially like a lot of like the still images and stuff like that look like paintings. It's really, really, really nice.
I remember seeing it in the Nintendo Direct where it was announced and being like, that game does not look like it's necessarily for
me.
Oh
my gosh.
But it looks kind of gorgeous. And I know the people that love this kind of game, like it looks like a great example of that kind of game, if that makes sense.
It looks like the memories you have of Monkey Island. Like not what the Monkey Island actually looks like, but what it looks like in your head.
100%.
But it's like one thing I noticed is it's like it's quite a slow game, but intentionally slow, and it doesn't drag, kind of like slow cinema.
Oh yeah.
Where things just like unfold kind of naturally. So the structure of the game is you start at the hospital at I think it's either 8 or 9 a.m. and you leave at 5. So but there's a clock on the screen, so you've got to
reverse Dolly Parton style.
Yeah, that's
all right.
So you've just got that period of time to like float around and talk to everyone, and like I said, just kind of like figure out kind of like people's life stories, and you're basically there. It's like a heartfelt emotional connection.
Wow.
When I got this game, I reached out to one of the developers while it was in like just being released, who sent me a code, and they said, hey, it would be recommended if there's someone in the podcast that likes narrative-driven games and doesn't mind slower type games. And I was like, no worries, Jackson won't play. Like, I will keep it well away from him. I wasn't really sure what to expect going in. I also saw it in the Nintendo Direct when I was sitting next to you when we watched it. Or maybe we were standing. Hard to say.
I think
important
maybe I
detail,
was sitting,
though.
You were standing.
I love to stand.
Yeah.
I'm always standing.
Maybe you were doing that thing where, like, you know, like a dad will watch a movie with his hands behind his back, not really paying attention to the screen.
That's actually the way that Michael Mann recommends you watch Collateral, is that you have to stand with your hands on your hips throughout most of
it. I do that when I watch movies, and I'm often shifting my weight on each leg.
Yeah.
just kind of moving back and forth, yeah. like with my arms crossed across my chest as if I'm going, okay, all right, all show right, what you okay. got.
You have yeah. to mutter every now and then and go, yeah. oh, that's good stuff. Or go, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah. bullshit. I often say bullshit when I'm watching movies.
bullshit. Didn't happen.
Bullshit.
that's bullshit, mate.
That didn't happen. Yeah. Bullshit. Nah.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore? Bullshit.
Well, and then you got to look back at your kids with like a questioning expression. Like, you enjoying this? Yeah. Is this good for you?
You guys buy this bull twang?
That's sad.
No. And then every now and then I go, is this real?
Surely this isn't based on a true story.
This can't be a real
this
story.
This happened, did it? Did this happen?
Was Adam Sandler a wedding singer?
Was he a wedding singer before he was an actor? Dad, it's a movie. But what do you mean?
It's
what?
Billy Idol's there on the plane.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real.
See it. I'm watching it.
This is Doco?
That's Adam Sandler right there. Is that not Adam Sandler?
Put a bullet in his brain. Oh, Adam's not doing too well.
Yeah,
why is everyone calling him Robbie? His name's Adam Sandler.
What's bullshit. Going on? This is bullshit. Yeah, I think this is bullshit.
Guys, this is bullshit. This movie's bullshitting.
Right. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Hey, don't bullshit a bullshitter, mate. Click that thing off.
Turn it off. Go speak to your mother. Yeah. She might need help in the garden.
Go tell her what you've been watching, okay?
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bloody bullshit you've been watching.
Wayward Strand's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
How many thumbs?
I would probably say four thumbs.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is,
hell yeah.
It isn't the type of game that I would usually play, but it is the type of story that I enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask, what have you been playing it on? You've been playing it on your Switch, on TV, in your hands?
I've actually been playing it on PC, personal computer.
Whoa.
Wow.
I really like that here.
And they let you talk about
head.
It, even though it's personal.
Yeah. It's actually the PC when I'm talking about. It's public computer.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So I've been playing it through Steam.
Yeah,
But yeah, I would say that anyone who quite likes slow-moving emotional stories, definitely check it out. It's not particularly expensive either.
A Joel Zammett classic.
Oh,
Joel Zammett would be pissing his freaking pants.
I can't actually tell him about it because he'll probably cry too much.
Yeah, he'll cry the moment you mention it. If you're like, it's an old folks home, he's crying.
Yeah.
Old people upset him.
I'll tell you, I haven't played it, but I'm looking at the art for it now, and my big compliment to these guys is the font is cool.
Oh, yeah. The font is cool. The music's really good, too.
I like music.
There's a nurse called Joe, and he's really stressed, and he hates you.
Can I make more problems for Joe?
You can keep trying to ask him questions when he's like, hey, kid, mate, I'm really busy, please.
That's pretty good. If I could make myself the most loathed child on the floating old folks home, maybe this game is for me.
Well, because I made a decision right at the start, and like the way that the game works means that like it doesn't really impact the entire game, but it was me being an annoying kid.
Yeah.
Because the reason you get taken up is your mom's like, just hang out with the old, like the patients, just to keep them company because we are really stressed at the moment. So just having someone to visit them, they'll appreciate it. But because you find out pretty early on that, like in a cutscene at the very start of the game, that Casey, the character you're playing as, is a journalist, well, is interested in journalism.
Yeah.
I rolled in straight away and they were like, why are you here? And I was like, I'm writing an article for my school newspaper. And mom was like,
that's good. The fact that I can be a little rat bag is not enough games to let you go rat bag mode on a bunch of elderly. Maybe I am interested.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of like, just like little cool things going on. It's good. It's fun.
That's
and
great.
It's definitely gonna hurt my feelings at some point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out. It is available on most platforms. I'm playing it on PC because of how nice it looks. I can't comment how it will play on the Switch, 'cause I know that is something that people have a lot of questions about when it comes to games that are released on every console now, but it's not particularly quick-paced, so things like frame rates won't be an issue.
Not going to stutter.
Yeah. That's what I've been playing. And Jackson, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a game. Oh, I finished a game.
Oh, my God.
No, don't get too excited. Whoa. It's a little game.
Congratulations. A new king has emerged.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you say you've clocked the game?
I've clocked it. I've absolutely freaking clocked this game.
That's unreal.
It's a little indie horror game called Nothing Lives Under the Lighthouse. And spoilers, something does.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
the title of this game is a lie.
We need to stop the episode. I can't believe you've done that.
I'm sorry.
I just can't believe that you would spoil.
I think that people
nothing. Will, not, was it nothing lives under the?
I think it's nothing lives under the. I think the thing is that I think people would be expect the game to have something, I think it's kind of implied that something probably does live under the lighthouse.
Yeah, but like maybe I just wanted to go in blind. That's all I'm saying. Maybe something you could.
Well, you don't know what lives under the lighthouse.
Yeah. Well, that's actually true. Please continue. Anyway. Thanks for the spoiler warning, I reckon.
Anytime. So it's like one of those kind of PS1 sort of style graphic horror games, you know, that are kind of quite popular at the moment. But it's kind of got a. It actually probably has less of a PS1 style, that PS1 style, and it's more like. Did you ever play the original Alone in the Dark games, like the very early ones for like really early PCs, where it's kind of quite blocky and quite. Anyway, it's kind of more like that rather than the sort of PS1 style. You play a lighthouse keeper. The reason I found this game is because I was like, I want a game where I just run a lighthouse because that would be fun, and this was the best one that I could find.
And I did see you. Did you tweet like the other week about how you wanted to live in a lighthouse?
Yeah, that directly inspired this. I was like,
the guy's in the process of getting trod into a lighthouse game. It appears.
I was like, I desperately want to just be lonely in a lighthouse and slowly lose my mind. That's what I'm looking for. Give me that experience where I look out at the horizon and I'm like, I might die here and no one would know. I was like, I need that experience in a game, and so I found nothing lives under the lighthouse. So you kind of go day by day setting up the lighthouse. You have to like oil the lamp, light the lamp, just do kind of like basic maintenance around the property on this very isolated little island in the middle of the ocean. And slowly stuff starts to go wrong in like sort of spooky ways. Like you get up there and you can't find the oil, like to put the oil in, and it's been moved. And you're like, what's that about? And it's really subtle at first, which I really liked. Really subtle. And then even when it kind of starts to blow its load, it still has so much more load to blow.
Whoa!
You think
is the not game... unlike Alexei Toliopoulos?
Yeah, that's right.
Does the game famously make love to you in a train to hell?
I would also describe it as sinister. Yes, it's quite a lot like making love to Alexei, I suppose. there's just like this one great moment where. It's like the third day you're on the island, you wake up in your little house, you go into the lighthouse, you got to go up to like check on the lamp, and on the outside wall there's all of this like strange black kind of goo, and you clean the goo on the outside of the lighthouse, you're like, oh yeah, then you go back in and the trap door down to the main lighthouse doesn't work. And it starts to get dark outside, and then just hundreds of moths start slamming into the glass and slowly making all of this, like, the goo. And you're like, oh, the goo was just moths that had suicided against the- Why are they doing that? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. And it's just, cleverly creepy.
Oh, and it's in, like, these crazy ways as well where, like, at one point you are chased by something. And then you're like, oh, that was crazy. And then, like, way later in the game, you realize what was happening. I mean, I don't want to give too many spoilers away.
Oh, please, thank you.
You realize what was happening then.
I would hate to know if the nothing in the lighthouse.
There's obviously something under the lighthouse. No, because otherwise the game wouldn't be a horror game. If it was called Nothing Under the Lighthouse, and then you went under the lighthouse and there was nothing, and you were like, oh, well, never mind. Obviously there's something under the lighthouse. Also, it's one of the scariest... designs for what is under the lighthouse that I've seen in a game in ages. I would say comparable, the sequence where you encounter it is a bit frustrating, but comparable in fear to the baby in Resident Evil Village.
That is insane.
No way.
Comparable, not quite there, but equally like shit yourself scary is the design of the monster and the sound it makes.
Yeah.
Oh,
can
this,
you give us a
I'll do my best.
Yeah, let's go. I will say, not what I was expecting.
And it's like the sound of like mechanical feet stamping, and it is so scary and so fast. I really like one of the probably the best horror gaming experiences I've had recently. It's really cheap on Steam as well. I think it was $5 or under, something like that.
That's Can I ask as well, Jackson, because I'm looking at it now, the graphics are, like you said, in that PS1 style, those early kind of 3D rudimentary kind of polygons. Did that enhance the experience? Because it kind of looks like it's a game out of time.
Absolutely.
Does it feel like it's come to you in a weird way?
I think even that's the description on the Steam store. They're like, we wanted this game to feel like you've bought a cooked game at a car boot sale or something, and you're like, oh, what the hell is this game? I've never heard of this game before. And then, it's genuinely, like, I recommend everybody, if you like that kind of horror game, I recommend, giving it a go. And it's so slow at first, and it slowly meters out the kind of spooky elements of what's going on. And it also never leaves anything super clear. And there's like, at one point you could get a shotgun, which seems really like antithetical to the entire game, but it's like, yeah, you can do like these, I don't know, little puzzles, little decisions you can make early on that'll result in you getting a, so there's just so much depth to it that you wouldn't even realize from one playthrough. Yeah, I really recommend it. Nothing Lives Under the Lighthouse. Probably 5 thumbs, legitimately.
Whoa.
I think it's one of the best games I've played all year.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the art for it as well, and man, it's taking me like back to year 7 or something like that. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's
having
awesome.
Metal Gear Solid and just kind of that sort of look.
So,
cool.
Cam, that's actually a perfect transition. So hold that thought about you remembering year 7, because we're just going to...
Is there
quickly...
a knock on the door?
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, yeah.
Knock, it's Mr. Ads!
Yeah, come in, Mr. Ads, because we're going to take a quick break for ads now. So come in.
How many ads do you have for us, Mr. Ads? Heaps, and they're all really good.
Thank you, Mr. Ads.
Here we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And thank you for those ads.
See you around, boys. Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
He's a new guy that's joined the podcast since a couple of weeks ago.
He comes in, he says the ads. People don't
I've
know
heard
this,
he's
he...
really good friends with Fred and George, my favorite comedy character.
Yeah, he is. So now we come to the final part of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where I open up the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox. Mm-hmm. And everyone always, as is tradition, sends us emails that are all for some reason horny.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I have a question for both of you. And
important. This is an important question.
And it's something that I like to ask all of our guests just to get into the right headspace. And I will say that there is two options in this answer and that no matter what you answer, you're going to be siding with one of the hosts.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you're saying anything wrong.
Yeah.
Do you think that all sex and nudity in video games is made to be jerked off to?
Oh my gosh, that I actually felt like a bowling ball rolled down my aisle hearing that question. When you see nudity in video games, the first thing that came to my head was the video game Indigo Prophecy, aka Fahrenheit.
Oh yeah,
and there's a nudity, sexy scenes in that, and that's like a video game, a movie style video game.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, is this artistic? I actually believe it is. It is designed to be jerked off to in some bizarre way.
Yes.
I don't think. I think that there's something about it.
I think every game designer. It's like a filmmaker. Every filmmaker, when they make a movie, they hope they get nominated for an Oscar. They hope they win the gold statue. Sure. But if they don't, that's okay. They still made a nice film. I think every game designer aspires to have people jerk off to their game.
Of course.
They want that. But if it doesn't happen, that's okay.
For sure.
I'm also reminded of a quote that in movies, when the actors begin a love scene, when they start kissing and disrobing, the movie stops being fiction and becomes a documentary because you are seeing people in like their most vulnerable state.
Yeah,
and what's happening is real at that point. Video games don't have that thing. It's still a guy going, design the nipple to be more erotic.
That also reminds me of another quote, which is that when Denzel Washington was about to do a love scene with his scene partner.
Yeah.
He said to her, hey, I apologize if I get an erection, and also, I apologize if I don't. And And so, that and actually... that's how I feel when I'm about to play a game,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You gotta say that out loud to the empty room. Yeah, yeah.
And that reminds me of actually a quote, another quote,
yeah.
From Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, good night. Ladies, good morning.
Yeah, it has the same cadence as
yeah.
as the Justin Timberlake call and response from Senorita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that actually reminds me of a quote actually from earlier in this episode from Cameron James. Fuck.
And that was a soft one.
That was a soft one. I was quoting in the quote section.
That is tricky. I'm gonna have to call up Michael Hing and be like,
Hing, I'm gonna need some help, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hing is, I need you to take this to the bosses at Triple J. Play them this episode. Will, would they censor it? Would you get in trouble?
Yeah, how many of these are legitimate cusses and how many are illegitimate?
But because of this question that I've posed to you, because yeah. it's something that Jackson claimed famously in an episode about a year ago, mm-hmm. and it didn't get much traction. Then he brought it up offhandedly once, and our inbox then immediately got flooded with it. And I reckon 6 months on, we're still trying to wade through.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody's got a take.
But now, because everyone's thinking about if video games are inherently made to be jerked off to, we get emails like this. And this is a very specific reference.
Okay.
So to any listeners that may feel excluded or isolated, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's just a good time to apologize anytime.
Gotta apologize in advance.
Just gotta make sure. So this is about Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Okay, sure. All right.
Hey, my perfect gamer boyfriends and guests.
How you doing?
Listening to your podcast, I was reminded of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, which I played as a child, where Rogue the Bat has fat, jiggly bat tits.
Okay, all right.
We got
dog.
Those bat baps, dude.
When you played a mini game, you raised a chow, you had a lot more control of the camera, and it was a weird thing I didn't understand as a child. What do you all think of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle having boob physics for the sexy bat character? Love the show.
Well, thanks for the email, first of all.
I will straight away say I think it's a crime against God that
I did
that.
Did I say rogue? I meant Rouge if I did say rogue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think Rouge the Bat is a highly erotic character.
Yeah.
So
if you don't know what she looks like, I recommend currently just opening up google.com.
Yeah.
Or if you want to
looks like Pamela Anderson with a freaking Sonic head.
That's a pretty good.
That is a good description. Yeah.
But yeah, like when
I think she's a highly erotic, highly sexual character.
There is a lot of jiggle physics, if I remember correctly. And I remember it being like almost distracting.
I think
because of how much jerking off you're trying
to do.
Yeah.
I think what's sort of a shame is that Sonic the Hedgehog has a character who's defining trait is being highly erotic,
mm-hmm.
but Mario doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think with the recent introduction of Pauline...
Oh, you think Pauline is the Mario franchise's Rouge the Bat?
I think that maybe
I can see that. She's got big MILF energy, Pauline.
Rosalina, too.
Rosalina also got MILF energy.
Yeah, and also,
Pauline's
like,
got that Come in San Diego hat.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah. Sexy red dress. Also,
hats are sexy. What are you hiding under there? You know?
What are they?
What are you hiding under that big hat? Lady Dimascu from Resident Evil Village. Big hat. Very
big
sexy.
Hat. Big lady. She's
big lady,
very tall.
Big hat. Same with Rosalina.
Mm.
She doesn't have a big hat, though. That's
no.
Pauline.
Yeah. Mm. A lot to think about.
Yeah.
I will also say that, remember that Super Smash Brothers, most of the characters in that, of all genders, are, when it comes down to some of their positions and stuff, surprisingly sexualized.
Yeah, that's true.
Nintendo have Bayonetta.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mario, his head had exploded.
If he met Bayonetta, he'd die.
Yeah,
he was. In his last toilet.
Yeah.
Do you remember that there was a rumor that Bayonetta was based on Sarah Palin? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I remember that rumor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the next one after Finding Jesus, all right?
Finding Palin.
I'm looking at a comparison picture right now. Pretty similar.
Yeah. Pretty similar.
I don't know.
Also, a lot of similarities to Tina Fey in
character. Oh, yeah.
True, true, true.
Baby Mama's Own, Tina Fey.
Baby Mama's Own.
I was playing Bayonetta recently, and I did review it on here.
Yeah.
But my housemate sat down on the couch while I was playing it, and I was like, it's crazy how much, horny librarian energy Bayonetta has.
Yeah.
And my housemate replied to me, She's like, oh, yeah, real original thought. Well done. And I was like, I forgot that was a thing. Yeah, it was good. I was playing a horny video game and being made fun of at exactly the same time.
That's an awesome combination.
And a video game from like 15 years ago. That was the exact cycle of discourse.
That was when I learned that maybe I should just think things rather than saying everything.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would say Rouge the Bat, it's really... It's a sick decision that they did that. I think it's a twisted decision that they did all that stuff.
And our next email is from Ransom.
Okay.
Great name.
Awesome name.
Way cool.
Great movie. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Melanie Gibson.
Give me back my daughter?
Son.
Yeah.
And I think there might actually be another word in that sentence that
my
he says.
My freaking son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psycho performance.
Yeah.
Psycho man.
Yeah.
He's very rarely been normal in it.
But Ransom pretty much emailed, and I'm going to summarize because Ransom sent us two emails 5 days apart, but they're all about the same thing.
Okay. Interesting.
So Nintendo held a Nintendo Direct recently where they had video game footage from an upcoming release on the Switch, Factorio.
Yes, sure.
Jackson, you said, to paraphrase you,
yeah,
it's a really complicated game. Everyone who I know that's gotten into it plays it for like 60 hours, consumes their entire life, but it's not for me. Ransom was like, yeah, it was good. I stopped playing it because I felt like it was going to destroy my life.
Yeah.
And then basically Ransom followed it up a couple of days later being like, because I mentioned the game to you, I then installed it again and started playing it.
Ransom.
So I've put 10 hours into the game in 5 days. I blame you too if this game ruins my life. I'd avoided this addiction in my past. 5 thumbs for the game, though.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Ransom, that's awesome. It seems like that kind of game where it just can, because it's all about automation. And so, you know, you can never have your factory completely perfect. So you're always striving for perfection. Yeah. Just uninstall it. Throw your computer away, you know.
Gouge your eyes out. Yeah. Whatever it takes, you must stop.
Yeah. Chop your head off.
Yeah.
It's. That's
tear off your arms. You grab your arm with the other arm and just tear them off.
And yank them both at the same
time. If you time it perfectly, you will easily remove both arms.
Painless.
Monkey actually... grip your own arm.
Painless off. And blood-free. No problem, mister.
And then I guess finally to bring us home, and this isn't a horny email, but it is something, Jackson, you love to do. So this is from Woody.
Okay.
All right. You said it wasn't going to be horny.
That's true.
Yeah, that's good. It's just a sousant of eroticism.
Yeah,
here.
It's from Woody the Boner.
Yeah.
The subject of this email is my submission for Game of the Year.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, earlier this year, I bought Resident Evil 5 because it was on sale and the only Resident Evil that relied on co-op so me and my partner could play it together.
Sure.
Ooh.
Resident Evil 5 is so good.
All right.
Holy shit, what a time. Me and my partner roll in with infinite ammo weapons and just bounce the enemies off the walls. That feels like cheating, Woody the Boner.
Yeah.
It feels good, it looks good, it is good. That is also horny.
Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Everything about this is horny.
Yeah,
it's like
a horny
me and my special person play a game together.
Yeah. So Woody then says, Resident Evil, my game of the year for 2022, which is a huge award for game of the year.
Yeah, it's coming up to that time as well.
Mm. Resident Evil 5, we're currently at Resident Evil 8.
Yeah.
5 came out.
Resident Evil 5 came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I played it with someone I was dating 10 years ago.
Whoa.
It's a good game. So I guess, it seems to be a game that you play with
Play with a loved one. Yeah.
Wow, finally a game will dismantle Turok from the Game of the Year.
I don't know.
Well, Woody does sign off with, love the pod, keep it going, I am Turok.
Yeah, I've been thinking about replaying Turok, so maybe Turok will be my Game of the Year 2022.
You've got Turok Dinosaur Hunter, you got Turok 3, whatever the subtitle of that is, Year of the Dinosaur.
Do you reckon you can get the Turok game for the Xbox? Or was that Turok 3?
No, the Xbox one that's just called Turok.
Yeah, man, I wonder if I can track that down and play that. I heard it was atrocious, but maybe I'll love it. Yeah.
That's when I first became aware of Turok, was when that game came out.
I've definitely seen it at various secondhand video game stores in our local or surrounding areas. If I see it again, I will buy it for you, and then I will ask you to transfer me the money. I will not check with you what is your price limit, and I will just buy it regardless of how much. Yeah.
The more expensive, definitely the funnier.
Yeah.
I can also track back when I played Resident Evil 5, how long ago it was. This is a complete sentence from the past. I rented it from a video store.
Whoa! Yeah. Hot damn. I think I rented the Xbox One as well.
The Xbox One what?
The Xbox Turok game, okay. Sorry. I remember bringing it to a friend's house for a sleepover, and everyone hated it, and I became a sort of pariah of the sleepover for getting a dog shit game. It
is pariah, pretty... another Xbox game.
Yes.
And also a tag you sadly have not been able to shake since that day.
That's true. I am a loathsome pariah.
We got to start thinking about our game of the year.
I know, it's coming up.
Look, if you've got any suggestions for game of the year, email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us individually, as a group. Tweet us as a group. Thumbcrampspod
@gmail.com.
No. Wow, I really cooked that.
Oh, tweet us. I see. Well, then it's just @thumbcrampspod. Yeah.
Don't know what happened to my brain there.
I think I said @thumbcrampspod. Don't tweet them. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that's George talking. @thumbcrampspod.
Cam, if you could edit all of that out, thank you. Yeah, I'll be very embarrassed if it stays in.
Don't worry, it's already edited.
Beautiful.
I'm inserting my voice now from the future saying that it's edited. So. All good, guys.
Yeah, Cam, if you edit it, can you just drop a note in just before just letting me know if you edited it or not? Because I'm going to listen back.
Hopefully I remember.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You're a professional. You should. You
probably will, yeah.
So we'll see. Today's episode comes to 4 thumbs and a knuck and 4 thumbs for Kanye Quest 3030. So that's 8 thumbs and a knuck. We got 4 thumbs for Wayward Strand from me. So that comes to 12 thumbs and a knuck.
That's
and
true.
And then 5 from you, 17 thumbs and a knuck. I gave something a review earlier in the episode, but I'm not counting it because I forget what it was
and what I said. Me too.
And most importantly, our beautiful guests. Yeah. Where can we find you? And where can we find Finding Yeezus? Just tell us everything. Plug away.
Plug, boys. Plug.
Finding Yeezus will be coming out on Monday morning on the Grousehouse YouTube channel. And that'll be the first episode. We've got 6 episodes coming out week to week after that.
Yeah, it's appointment television style. We're doing it like Better Call Saul.
9 a.m. Get there.
9 a.m. release. Everyone got to watch it. You can talk to us online individually, not as a group.
Mm-hmm.
I am Cameron James. Alexi is at This Is Alexi.
Mm-hmm. And we're posting all the links up there as well for everything. The trailer is out now. If you want a sneaky peeky at what this looks like and a full face reveal of Cameron and I, finally, the podcasters, you'll be able to see what the heck we actually look like. And yes, you will not be disappointed. We're two of the most gorgeous specimens.
Absolutely.
Our listeners have just looked up Rouge the Bat and Bayonetta, and now they're going to see Cam and Alexi, and they're going to throw their
genitals are
going to
fry.
We've got to Tron these two boys so these two beautiful women can finally have worthy lovers in the video game space. But yeah, like we said, Finding Yeezus is a mystery investigation documentary series comedy hybrid that investigates the mystery of Kanye Quest 3030. And we are freaking good at solving this kind of stuff. So you'll be in for a wild ass ride. A freaking locomotive to hell, if you will.
Oh, yes.
And just quickly, here's all the different types of anus.
Yeah,
cool,
let's go.
Fun, sexy, crazy, interesting.
Button.
Button. Petite.
Yeah, petite, obviously. Petite.
Gaped.
Gaped. Yeah. Goatee style.
California style.
Yes. Al fresco.
Deep dish.
Deep dish. Chicago style. Deep dish anus.
And that's more like a casserole than your traditional one.
And then there's a couple of others.
Yeah, those are unimportant. Yeah. Not even worth mentioning.
I guess the only one worth mentioning, I guess, is Audi.
Yeah. Audi.
Oh, yeah. We have to give a big shout out to the Audi.
Oh,
the Audi anus.
Massive shout out.
Most importantly, here at Thumb Cramps, we love them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every anus is beautiful. That's basically the tagline
of
the show.
I've actually heard that maybe every hole's a goal.
Every hole's a goal.
I've definitely heard that.
Hole that's going is good.
Thank you so much. And until next time, gamers, game on.
Yeah, game on. Never stop gaming.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.